And so here we are faced as a church. We faced it. We put everything on, and first it was one airplane, then it was a school, then it was another airplane, then it was another school. And it kept growing like this, and you say, how in the world? If God can provide the gasoline to build a school, he'll provide the teachers, and the teachers came. And then another school, and then another airplane, another country, then another country. And finally in the year 2000, I said, Lord, I finally understand. You know, this hard coconut that we all have up here? It's hard. Are we all stubborn? Do we learn hard? I do. It takes a long time. In fact, this experience we've done over the last 9 years, this experiment with God, it's causing me to doubt something. Human beings cannot learn fast. And I always thought that those who don't learn during the good times will be forced to learn in a small amount of time during bad times. I don't even think that's possible. I've never seen anybody learn in a... Can you graduate from Andrews University in cramming for a month? Can you graduate from med school if you just crammed the last 2 months? It's not possible. Have you ever observed that? Have you ever seen anybody cram and do a whole lifetime of learning in 1 month? It's not observed anyhow. Maybe the Holy Spirit can do it, but I've become a doubter. I think it takes time for us humans to learn. I think it's a process of learning, just like going to college. It takes a lifetime. And if you don't start releasing now, how in the world, when a crisis hits, are you going to be able to do it? Personally, my opinion is only in my opinion, you can't. If you don't start now, you will not pass the final crisis. That's my opinion. The Holy Spirit may have some other surprises, and he probably does. There may be some people, and probably will be some people that can. I just never observed it. And so therefore, we made the decision to start now. And it took us so long to learn, but I'm still learning and still growing and still figuring out new things, and God always keeps raising the bar. Well, in the year 2000, I said, okay, Lord, I finally think I figured out something. You don't appear to have a limit. You know, you just keep asking for more and more and more. Evidently, you don't care how much it is. You just care that we seize the opportunity. So, therefore, I'm going to make a decision. Anything you give me as an opportunity, I'm going to say yes to, and I'm not going to ask how much it costs. I came to regret that. Because just a few months later, I had the week of prayer at the university in Bolivia, at our Adventist University, and I told one of my friends, you know, the people in the city, they looked at that big city of La Paz with all the whole valley down there, and then the Santa Cruz, and then Cochabamba with all the... And I was saying, look at all these people who live on these mountainsides. How in the world are you supposed to reach that many people? I only work with the Indians. And he said, well, the only way I can see that is using the media. David, what are you doing for the people in the city? I said, well, I'm not. I'm working with the Indians, you know. I'm working for those isolated people. And he said, but think of the people in the cities. You've got to do something for them. I said, well... Why don't we think of a possible television station? He said, I'll keep my eyes open. I'll call you if I find something. Well, it wasn't but a month or two later, and a friend of mine called me, not the same one, a young lady, and said, listen, I heard about your desire to find a TV station. We found something. Well, what did you find? Well, we found there's a whole network for sale. A whole national network? And it shocked me so much that I said, I can't deal with it. And I said, I wasn't even thinking that big. And he said, is there any limit with God? I said, well, no, technically there isn't a limit with God. But he said, why do you come preach that stuff here then if you're not going to live by it? So I said, well, let me talk to my board and see what they say. We have even though I work with the Venezuelan Union and I serve as an associate director of communication in ADRA. When I was ADRA director in Guyana, and when they asked me to go across, I asked the division if I could continue as a volunteer in Guyana and still be ADRA director. And the division said, sure, no problem. We've never had that happen. I don't know of any administrator in a church that's a volunteer, but if you want to be the first, that's fine with us. And so I served for 4 years, and then they invited me to work in Venezuela, and I said, would you accept the same condition of not paying me anything? Well, who doesn't? Well, financially, they were happy. But, you know, administratively, you know, you'd like to pay somebody something so you can tell them what to do. So they said, sure, David, you know, no problem. I said, I can do it part-time because I have this other ministry in Guyana and other places that are growing. Sure, no problem. So I've been doing that for the last 3 years, serving in those two departments of the union. And so